Welcome to the Legion Outriders podcast, a member of the Radio Free Tattooing Network.
You must unlearn what you have learned.
Your source for the latest Legion news, opinion, and analysis.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
John Archiquette.
Will somebody get this big walking carpet out of my way?
Matt Turner.
I'm not afraid.
And my name is Jeff.
You will be.
How's it going, Outriders? Matt, Jeff, and Daniel here. John is out this week, and we've got Daniel Roberts, a very good friend of the show. He's going to be filling in this week. He was at LVO with us. How's it going, gentlemen?
Good.
Good. Thank you for having me on. It's a pleasure.
Is it, though? I guess we'll find out.
Yeah.
But wow, finally back recording again. We didn't want to wait any further, so we've got a very sick Jeff.
Yes.
We've got a very disinterested Daniel, and then an indifferent me. No, just kidding. We're very excited to be here. Trying to wing it along, because I think this is the first time I've actually had to host without John here.
Yeah, without his sweet, deep voice.
I miss his wookiness.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's a definite decrease in beard level.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. We don't have all the beard.
The non-beards are taking over.
You've got a scruff.
Okay.
What do you got? What would you call that, Daniel?
Chin pubes? I don't know how PG we're supposed to keep it on here.
Okay. Jumping straight to the bag of things.
Qui-Gon moosh, yeah. Yes. But we just had LVO last weekend, which is why we didn't have an episode coming out on our two-week timeline. And quick thumbs up, thumbs down. How's everybody think about LVO?
It was good.
That was not a thumbs up.
Well, it was a
verbal. You ruined the joke. Thanks, man.
I mean, it was a verbal thumbs up.
Okay. No, of course, it was a fantastic time. LJ and Brandon and everybody put on a fantastic event.
Yep.
We're going to spend a little bit of time talking about our experiences today, some highlights, some lowlights, and maybe some midlights to kind of wrap it all up there, even it all out.
I'll take the highlights. Dan, you take the midlights.
I'm clearly part of the lowlights. I've got so many.
Yeah.
No Miller lights?
No, absolutely not.
Hey, you won a game. That's big. You almost won
spoilers.
Two games.
Spoilers. Yeah. Oh,
we'll talk about that later.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
No, it was a very, very good time. A
lot of fun, yeah.
Star Wars news, you know, everybody's in a kerfuffle about, Kenobi being delayed.
Potentially. It's rumors.
Yeah, rumors. I heard that there was a bit of script rewriting, but... Yeah.
The big news is Clone Wars, I think.
Clone Wars is going to be coming out in, 2 weeks now?
I think so.
Yeah, about 2 weeks.
February 21st, so...
About three weeks.
Okay. Well, that's good. It's exactly 1 week after Valentine's Day. We know where my heart truly lies.
Where your hort?
My hort. I almost exposed that I'm a cyborg with not completely functional human organs. Yeah. Mm. My hort unit that keeps my cyber blood pumping.
But what else? We have the Rise of the Resistance just opened at Disney.
Yeah, Disney. Yeah,
a couple weeks ago. Yeah,
That's been a couple weeks. Yeah, I think we talked about it last time. It was breaking down.
I'll be out there in 3 weeks riding that.
Speaking of Disney, I cut you off. Please continue.
No, that was it.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. I did not cut you off then. I'm going to Star Wars Celebration later this summer. That's going to be out at Anaheim, and they announced they're doing another Disney After Dark. The last one's so miserable. Of course, I'm going again this time. So,
I mean, that's what
I
we
never
do, right?
learn.
That's what we do.
Yeah, for sure. Now, honestly, we're going to treat it like we should have the first time, which we ended up doing about halfway through the evening. It basically starts shutting down the park, and it stays open to like 2 a.m. or something like that. And they had a bunch of exclusives that I stood in line for 2.5 hours for that I could have just bought the next day anyways.
Well, lesson learned.
But we finally said screw that and went and did all like the good lines, all the rides that were busy because everybody was standing in line for pictures and goodies and whatnot. So... we got to go on Indiana Jones like 5 times, so that was good.
Nice. Yeah, I've done the After Dark stuff. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. I like it.
Yeah, from what I've heard, though, you have to get into the park literally at 6:37. By the time they open Fast Passes at 8, you need to have the app open, because apparently all of the boarding passes for Rise of Resistance go
much immediately. Yeah. Well, hopefully by this summer. Well, it's going to be a bunch of Star Wars fans. I'm sure those are going to be packed, so we might try to slip out one of the days to go during the day.
Yeah.
But, looking forward to that. Any other news going on?
Not that I've seen, no.
Yeah, not really.
I think I was at actor Alan Harris.
Oh, right.
He recently passed away.
Bosk?
Yes, our fine reptilian friend here.
I was reading a quick little thing. He played like three different characters in the original.
Yes,
like
a couple of
stand-in for Boba Fett and Bosk and somebody else.
Was he the white costume Boba Fett? There was a white costume Boba Fett, right? For like,
I think that was a Christmas special. We don't talk about that. And also, that was a cartoon, so that doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
I think it was a cartoon, right?
No, there was a white Boba Fett.
Was
like
there?
A white outfit. I think he was in one of the parades. It was probably the Christmas special.
Yeah.
Is that the one that does all the like breakdancing you see in the videos?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. But a lot of expansions finally landed. Oh. Man, I'm so glad I don't own a game store anymore.
Yeah.
I would just be flipping tables mad.
Yeah. It's coming out this week. No, next week. No, it's pushed back.
Oh, guess what? If you order it from us directly, you get it already. And but we still got street dates showing for your FLGSs, not getting it till the 31st.
Yeah, definitely frustrating for sure.
Get wrecked, guys.
Yeah, except when it all lands at the same time and my wallet hurts so bad.
Yeah, no, I got to go pick up my stuff later. I'm excited, but I'm buying like too much money. It's a good thing my wife's out of town right now. Hopefully she'll cool down by the time she comes back.
Yeah, so you want to take a quick second to talk about changes to the podcast coming up? So we got a new logo.
You put up some new logos. We got a new header up there. So that's cool. Jeff, thank you very much for doing some work on that. It looks fantastic. I'm so jealous. We're going to be revamping our Patreon here very soon. So if you are a Patreon person or somebody interested in getting involved in that, we're going to have some new rewards lined up, looking at some new things, maybe involving the new logos.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
I spent 20 minutes on them each.
Well, that's sick.
That was more than that.
I was going to say, gosh, if you only did that in 20 minutes, you're a jerk.
Yeah.
Way to give perceived value there, sir.
Yeah. Well, you're not paying for the 20 minutes it took him. You took him the several years of expertise that got him to that point.
40 years of experiences brought me to this point. And then I put it on, you know, pictures.
There you go. But LVO was good, right?
Yeah. So,
We all played in the Friday heat.
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Did anybody play Saturday heat?
I did not.
Okay. I was in the team tournament on
Saturday. Yeah, me and Daniel. Well, we weren't a team. We were in the team tournament. I had one of my good buddies here in town, Ross, who I'm trying to drag kicking and screaming into Legion, which he said he had a fun time into that. And then you had...
I had Anthony, who's another local here, who's very competitive, who I am unofficially naming my personal nemesis now.
Aha!
But you were on the same team.
Were they, though?
Yes.
Were they, though?
They both play Empire. They're both the bad guys.
Well, I think...
You mean the legitimate government?
Only if you recognize it, yeah.
But we're going to be realigning a little bit post-LBO. I know I'm going to be playing some more time in the Separatists.
Yep.
I had a lot of... That's basically what I ran. Maybe we're getting out of order here.
Yeah, we'll talk about
Friday first.
Yeah, so I'll go down like
played four games.
Yeah.
Yes. Nobody went to five games. Well, no. John went 3-1. He was damn close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can get him to talk about that.
So Dan went 2-2. I went 3-1. I don't know if you knew that.
I did not.
Okay.
Actually, I did, and I just shut it out.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I went 1-3.
I mean, you won one. I'm proud of you.
I'm so proud of me too.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun though.
So we want to just go like quick heroic moments, not so heroic moments.
Okay, what was your highlight?
So game one, I had an ATRT that was in a terrible position, but it was great for a standby. So I popped a standby, walked over a trooper, let the guy displace him, and then he moved his Dooku out with like one or two health left.
Oh, wow.
To try and take out that, it was a sniper, to try and take out that sniper.
Uh-huh.
Walked him right in front of my ATRT with a standby.
Uh-huh.
And this is a not so heroic. I mean, it was a good move.
Wait. Can ATRTs stand by?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. Oh, that's right. That was one of the changes.
Yes.
It's been so long since I played Rebels. It was definitely before those changes.
Repulsor vehicles can't stand by,
right.
But it's a ground vehicle, so it can.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I threw my dice, got some good results, and then he threw the block he needed to survive.
Wow.
And that was my first. That was game one. I lost. It was really close. It was a lot of fun, though. And that was Steven. I don't have your last name, but it was a good game. And then game four came down
Steven,
to...
Steven, you know who you are.
Yeah. Game four came down to a dice roll Bosk against Leia.
Is this a highlight or a low light?
This is a highlight, yeah,
okay.
A highlight.
Okay.
So yeah, we kind of pushed back and forth in the middle. Sabine did some work, she died, and then Leia ran into a moisture evaporator to heal the last one, and then took a shot from Bosk for the bounty, and he rolled two hits. He needed 3.
Oh.
So at that point, I was like, I don't even have to roll my defense dice. That's great, because my defense dice, I think I rolled like 5 defense the whole Friday, you know, total.
Mm-hmm.
Even for suppression, I could not roll a block to save my life. So yeah, those are my 2 like highlights, lowlights. I don't know. They were both highlights. They were a lot of fun. So,
nice.
Nice.
Did you do your low lights, or are we going to do highlights or all the way around and then come back around?
No, I didn't have any low lights.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, look
I had
you.
A great time. Some bad positioning. I mean, I did have some low lights. Some bad positioning. You know, I ran over my own mines like 3 times because I like to do that.
That'll happen.
Yeah. But other than that, I forgot how far Dooku's range is. So he can get out there pretty quick and mess some stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
He melted an AT-RT pretty fast. So that was probably my low light.
Nice. So,
what about you guys?
Oh, well, I had a great time meeting lots of wonderful people, both from, community leaders and a lot of people from all over. In fact, my first game was from a wonderful gentleman from New Zealand.
New Zealand, wow.
Yeah, I was actually impressed.
From Hobbiton.
Yes. I apologize, sir, I forgot your name. If you are listening, we can pull it up on tabletop.to.
But please enjoy a free complimentary. Yes. Good day.
Good day, yes. No, that was my first loss, my first game and first loss. We were on Vaporators and...
Vaporators?
Yes, I am not a fan of Vaporators, but...
I played Vaporators 3 times.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
I played no Vaporators.
Yeah. So go ahead, Dan.
So yes, we both set up defensively around our own Vaporators until I realized he was blue player and, oh shoot, I need to go over there.
No.
And yeah. So unfortunately, the way I was deployed, I messed this up in deployment. I realized that.
Yeah.
By the time I was able to get troops over to... engage his, I was feeding them practically 1 and 2 at a time, and he was just chewing them up, and yeah, it did not end well. It ended with literally a mortar. Oh, I was playing short troopers, but we didn't go over... Well, you guys went over your list before. I didn't get to go over mine.
Right.
But I had literally a short trooper mortar and a sniper remaining at the end of that, and mm-hmm. It was not pretty. So
gotcha.
And what about you, Matt? How'd you do? Or did you have any other highlights, Dan?
Highlights-wise, yeah. Sorry. That, I guess I led with a low. No.
Yeah.
It was a great game with him. He was a very, very pleasant person. And we had still had a great time, even though I was getting chewed up and spat out.
Yeah.
My two wins, which was game 2 and 3, was actually first against a husband, then the wife from Alaska.
Oh,
so
I think I heard you talking to them.
Yeah, so they're great people as well. Very cordial, very nice. My highlight was against the gentleman's wife. She jumped her Sabine into barely within range of 3 standby short trooper mortars.
Uh-huh.
And, 6 suppression, and actually landed 2 damage onto her.
What?
Yeah, it was quite a show.
Wow. Well... My highlight was I got 1 win.
Yeah, the moment we've been waiting for.
That's it. No.
Yeah.
No, I mean, as Daniel said, just getting to meet, like, there was no bad experiences I think I had while I was there. It was so great getting to meet and talk to everybody. So that was fantastic. Highlights for the game. Oh, man. Playing Michael Hammond, I think it was my game 3. He was playing droids.
Yeah.
And... he had the most insane Grievous turn. It was so much fun to watch it happen, watch him set it up.
But inside you're dying, right? Because you're like...
Oh, yeah. No. I mean, and outside.
Yeah.
But it was such a cool, like, glimpse into seeing what Grievous can get done. It was just like... it was just impressive.
Yeah.
It was super impressive.
Grievous and Dooku are pretty good.
But low lights was when I... low lights that lead into each other. So low light was the first game that I had against Tim Hannon of the Stabcast fame, which was a lot of fun. Speaking of which, so I was doing the AT-ST tank list that Daniel actually helped me build, and it worked fantastic. I really enjoyed it. It was a fun list.
You're not going to give me any credit for
pushing
you?
No, absolutely not. You shush. Okay. You shush.
To take 2 vehicles...
Yeah, I know, you kind of twist my arm, but then he perfected it.
Okay, fine.
Well, and then I wrecked it.
Yeah.
But it was a very fun, close game. It looked like I was winning pretty good there at the end, and then I moved Sergeant Steve just out of range of one of the objectives, which forced a tie, which then I lost because he had wrecked both my vehicles. I think he had like 5 models left on the table.
Oh, man.
But they were all unit leaders, and they were all in the right spots, where mine were not.
Ooh, yeah.
So that was kind of a low light, which led to my second low light, which in the loser's bracket, I drew David Kingsley. I knew something was amiss when everybody just kind of looked at me. I was like, oh, that guy.
Yeah.
So that was not what I wanted to see. I was like, okay, that's fine. First lose the other game. We'll go down submarine.
And he was running triple tauntauns, which is a pretty...
Yeah, and I hadn't really practiced against triple tauntauns. We don't have anybody that really runs it here in the meta. So I got schooled pretty hard.
Yeah.
Very nice guy, though.
Yeah.
And definitely knows his stuff. Leads to my mid-lights, though. Dude was pretty well tabling me.
Yeah.
And unironically told me when he was passing my turn, middle of second, we were pretty much over at that point. Must go fast, like Sonic, like I was dragging the game.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I was like, okay, that's fine. And we played a couple more back and forth, and I was like, I'm done. Concede.
Yeah.
It came down to his Sabine was getting in the face, and I was like, cool, I'm going to unload everything. Got five wounds through, and he blocked them all, and I was just like, okay, that was... Yeah. There's nothing going on.
The moral victory was gone.
Let's go have a nice 3.5 hour lunch. How about that?
Yeah.
So it was a very quick game, at least.
Yeah, I think he walked over like 30 minutes into the round to talk to me. Yeah. And I was like, you're done?
But, you know, when I'm dragging the game down like that, you know, we could have been done in 20 minutes, probably. But I definitely learned a lot. I was taken to school.
Yeah.
Very clearly.
So did you finish all your games? I mean, not, you know, so I made it to round six.
Yeah, I think I did finish, except maybe the team tournament. We want to talk about Saturday separately, or?
Yeah, we can talk about that briefly. Okay. I didn't play in that, but yeah, I only made it, and there was one game I made it to round five, but I think we were finishing up round five, and then they called time.
I think I finished most of my games. Yeah. Round five, maybe on one. It's all kind of a blur at this point.
But I was pretty pleased with that. There was no, like, people playing slow. Our turns were, like, back and forth. It was really good. No real, like, big judges' calls.
No issues with that, right?
No.
Yeah. Okay, good.
No, actually, I had two of my games go to round six, one to five, and the slowest was to four.
Oh, wow.
So I was actually surprised at how many rounds I got through.
I'm going to place my bets on which one that was.
Yeah. Well, no, actually.
Really?
I went to round six versus Anthony.
Wow. Wow, exciting. Yeah. But then the next day was the team tournament.
Yeah, so I'm going to bow out here because this is all you guys.
Did you not play?
No, I didn't.
Did you do? No, that's right. You were going to do the narrative, but then you didn't.
So narrative was Sunday. I did do narrative.
Oh, okay. Okay, so we'll talk about her Saturday then. Danny, you want to lead off?
Yeah, so I was paired off with my now nemesis, Anthony.
Anthony, see, if you're listening. Things change. You think you're friends and then become roommates. Yeah. And then all the things that you thought were endearing just start bothering you. And you just want to kill him.
No.
Choke him to death with the force.
Anthony, if you are listening, you're a great guy. I don't mean any of this in a bad way, but no.
It's okay. He's winking, by the way. He's totally winking.
Yeah, no. We decided prior to the event, we're not going to be... This is, of course... Team is not a serious event. It's a funsies.
Oh, good.
Combos. So we thought we would try and go as crazy as possible. So I went with a fully decked, every upgrade slot filled AT-ST.
Did you do Veers or Hammer?
I did.
Or not Veers, but...
I did Hammer, but in hindsight, I should have done Weiss.
Weiss, that's what it was.
Yeah, because several people asked me when I put it on the table, is that Wonder Weiss? Is that Wonder Weiss? You know, I should have gone Wonder Weiss. But anyway
with... here's Wonder Weiss.
Yeah, with literally just Veers naked, two Stormtroopers naked, and the fully decked AT-ST. And in kind,
you're a
Anthony,
madman.
Yes. Anthony is our local area Vader player. He is... in my opinion, one of the best Vader players I've seen in this area.
It's because nobody else plays in this area. Don't just get
courage. That's a default prize right there. But he does stick with Vader.
Yes, no, but he went fully decked Vader with one Saboteur and then two naked squads as well.
Is that Wonder Wanakin?
Yes. I've got to tell him. Let's see if he's like that. So yes, but I will be honest, all of our games went quite poorly because of this.
What? Get out.
So yes, either Vader died within turn two or the AT-ST died within turn two.
Yeah, that's not what you want to see.
Once one of the, you know, linchpins fell, the entire thing folded. But yes, now first round he threw Vader out there to try and take on some troopers, and he got nuked, and then the AT-ST just didn't have enough, you know, firepower. Even split firing, I was split firing every turn with that thing.
Were you like backing that ass up with the, I mean, because you're supposed to walk forward with the AT-ST, not backing the ass up, you know.
Well, that's the great thing, is they put a reverse gear on there for a reason.
Yeah. Right? Okay. Yeah.
It's not, I'm sure you rebels, you know, you're all keen to run into the fire and die gloriously for your stupid cause, but.
Round two, actually, we played off against John Griffin. And him and I actually got to talk to him shop on the side and talk Shore Trooper tech. Nice. So he gave me some very awesome ideas I'd like to play with a little bit later.
Oh, good. More Shore Troopers.
So he was last year's winner for those who are new to this year. So he was last year's LVO winner.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm glad how you were staring me right in the eyes as you said that.
I didn't say anything about last year's loser.
Oh, okay.
But yes, his team was running an AT-ST and a tank. And yes, both of that armor just nuked my AT-ST and Vader didn't stand a chance afterwards. So,
I like that list is good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
In the right hands.
I gotta say, in the right hands. It's from a certain point of view.
Yeah.
And then our third round, it was on Anthony's table that he brought. It was his Hoth table. Actually, it worked quite well for what it was. It was the closest game we had. And unfortunately, we couldn't quite squeak it out because we were trying to fight over a Baby Yoda objective that Anthony brought.
Hey, Jeff, you got stories about Baby Yoda?
Yeah, I'll talk about that real quick.
We'll get to
Sunday I'll here. Keep that one brief.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 0-3.
It's also an Anthony story.
Well, I mean, that was a narrative card that was played that was just brutal. I'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah.
I forgot to mention the John Griffin fight. I had a similar experience, at least Anthony and I did. Our game finished after about two turns. Mm-hmm, so, yeah, we had an extended lunchtime as
well.
There
you go, man. Nice. Oh, that's good.
How'd your team tournament go?
Oh, man, I had so much fun.
Yeah. And you were playing droids?
We were playing droids. Yeah. So it is the second time ever I'd played droids. Nice. And I think the first time my friend was playing Legion. So it was as much a teaching game as everything. Yeah. And our opponents, we played two rounds. They were both teams were fantastic, just absolutely gentlemen. First round, we played Team M&M. Oh, we were Team Palp Did Nothing Wrong, which I realized because we're playing droids, it probably should have been Sheev Did Nothing Wrong, but that's fine.
Yeah.
But Tim and Chris, and it was just a ton of fun. We were just kind of coaching my buddy Ross through the game and doing all that kind of stuff. A lot of, you know, oh, go ahead and take that back, you know, kind of moments, that kind of stuff.
I guess what's good about these, like, narratives and the team events is you can just play and have fun and relax. And it's not really, like, outcome doesn't matter. It's just about having fun.
No, you're not going to Worlds or anything off of this. No. If they made a Team Worlds event,
never see it.
I would never see it.
Yeah. There were some wacky combos there as well.
People
Leia,
actually thought about things.
Yeah, like the Leia bombardment into Chewie's brains and brawn.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys, we were on the receiving end of that one round.
Oh, wow. Yikes. Yeah, that's a lot of dice coming your way.
Yeah, so basically every Leia bombardment adds Chewie's dice to it, and you can only pull it off in team, because that's the only way you can play two command cards, and it is sick.
I didn't fully comprehend the... Yes.
That's super scary. Annie's got Pierce. And she has sharpshooter. All that cover, gone. All those defense dice, gone.
Yeah. No, the wackiness of the team event. Like, we got some benefits out of the droids, too. Like, aggressive tactics. I was able to hit all of my friends. I was playing Dooku during that, and I fell in love with Dooku.
Dooku's amazing.
So much fun.
Yeah.
He was playing Grievous otherwise. And unit of droidicas. Holy crap. I didn't see hardly any droidicas out there, and they did some work for us. They did pretty good. I mean, we lost both of our games, but still.
They are hard-hitting units, but they every time I've played against them, they don't contribute to objectives, so you kind of fall into that bark speeder realm. Where it's a good flanking unit, but if you lose them, you lose
But we had
points.
Kind of like a third hammer to hit people with instead of just Grievous Dooku.
Right.
Droidicas were able to roll up and do some work, too, but it was a lot of fun. Second round, we... It was 2-3 on this one, because it was Antonio and John from Colorado.
Okay.
But they brought a third teammate to the fight called Jose.
Okay.
And
Is he Cuervo?
Yes, exactly. Nice. It turns out they're fans of the show. So, hey guys, how's it going? And so I was about halfway through the game, Ross was playing our turns for us, because Yeah, Anthony apparently, or Antonio, won big yesterday at the tables and nice. Was buying shots like crazy.
Oh, that's cool. I saw his message later on the Outriders thing where it was like, hey, where'd you guys go?
Yeah, he was trying to chase us down to buy shots all weekend, me and John, and it looks like you dodged that one, but fantastic time. I can't wait to – I'm definitely going to be signing up for team events every time I can. Hopefully, I'm on the standby – I think there was a team event at Adepticon. I got to check. Might see if I can wrangle my buddy into playing again for that, if we can get on standby.
Yeah, I think the big takeaway from this was meeting all the people in the community was really cool.
Oh, man, it's always fantastic. Yeah. This is why I like traveling to these kind of events, because you never get to see these people. You see them on the Facebook and Discord and all that kind of stuff, but...
By travel, you mean like 10 minutes down to 15.
Well, I mean, so I am going to Adepticon. Yeah. I'm going to try to go to other events. I'm trying to make an effort to go out to San Diego because they've got a really good met out there and get to know those guys a little bit better.
Yeah.
It's good stuff, though. But tell us, how was the narrative event, Jeffrey?
The narrative was fun. It was a little swingy. It was a little... It was a little hard because, I was playing Rebels again.
Uh-huh.
There's certain way you play Rebels, some of the cards would come out, and, when you're dealing with Empire or even droids just have number, Empire has red defense dice, so they can kind of get pushed out of positions.
Okay.
Rebels, not so much. I don't even know if any clones were out there, probably not many. My second game, I was playing against Anthony, and the baby was in the middle, the asset, or baby mm-hmm, Yoda, whatever mm-hmm, you want to call him.
Mm-hmm. The package.
Yeah.
I would like to see the child.
I went out and rescued him with Sabine, pulled him back to my side of the board, and then a narrative card came out that was This Is the Way, and mm-hmm. it was at the end of each operative's turn, they can make an attack. And this was on a reptilian rampage turn.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And Boba was in striking range. Well, I mean, Boba's always in striking range.
Right, right. Yeah.
Boba wants. Rolled up.
Doing double operative?
Yeah.
Double bounty on top of that.
Yeah, I almost feel like, if you ever look at the...
This is not the way.
Yeah. If you ever look at any of the Battlefield expansions, they have the cards in there where it's basically you don't get bounties, which I think is cool. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Because in this case, all you have to do is kill one person and you are going to win the game.
Yeah. Was it a full 800 point?
It was a full 800 points, yeah. So I was just running the same list I ran on Friday because I didn't have a lot of practice with anything else. Taking five attacks from double Imperial bounty hunters is pretty brutal. So luckily I had most of my stuff hidden, but Sabine just got nuked right off the board. And then Boba grabbed the baby and ran away, and I couldn't do much else. So, but I still had fun.
Despite everybody's efforts.
Yeah. Anthony ended up getting a bounty on the bounty board, and he got a baby Yoda as the prize. And he already has a baby Yoda, so he gave me the baby Yoda. I think it was out of man, that was brutal. Take this baby Yoda. So.
It's dangerous to go alone.
Yes. Take this baby Yoda. Yeah. Take this child.
take the baby.
Take this infant. Yeah, but I had a lot of fun. Big takeaway. Met a lot of people. The boards looked great. I didn't see any boards bad.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about that.
I was missing
Daniel's. This is Daniel. They had the Star Tours board, the one best board of LVO that was on stream for half of the event.
Oh, yes. No, it was great. Everyone coming up to me saying how awesome the board was. And thank you all for appreciating it and letting me know
And Jeff's hobby acumen is just rising like crazy, and I'm actually painting a few things.
Nice.
So it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I got my army painted except for one group. My board was out there too. It was the Vader TIE Advance board. I don't know if anybody played on it or
something. Yeah, that got featured. I just saw that the other day on LJ posted it up. So
nice. And my game 3 on Friday was played on it. So
cool. Awesome. Yeah, it was my game 1 was on it, and I was like, I know this board.
It was funny because my game 1 was game 1 was on our Jedha board that John had painted up, but there was no scatter terrain.
Yeah. So that was actually the only thing.
What? What's going on here? It's all just buildings.
I think that was the only thing that was missing was maybe a little bit more scatter terrain.
Yeah.
Barricada might have come into play on some of the boards. It would have been nice. Yeah. So, throw it back there.
Yeah. Maybe next time.
Yeah.
Any other last second opinions, LVO, other than, hey, I'm sure we're involved next year.
Yeah, big thanks to everybody that put it together. Oh, Alex Davey was there from FFG.
I wish I'd gotten a chance to talk to him. I was just busy running around like an idiot.
So I got to talk to him on Thursday when they were setting up. Just a quick chat.
Really?
Yeah.
What was he like?
He's pretty laid back. I bet it was something. I mean, he's high energy, but like casual. You can tell his brain's probably running like a thousand miles a minute, you know. But yeah, really, really cool guy. I talked to him on Sunday as well when we were wrapping up, and just, you know, said, hey, thanks for Legion, because it's a lot of fun. And I think it's a solid
game. Please don't
game,
kill the studio.
Yeah. Jesus.
Not that he'd have any choice in that.
Right,
but yeah.
But yeah, so again, really cool guy. LJ did a great job. I know his wife put in a lot of work for it.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
So Emily, thanks
Emily,
to her.
Fantastic, yeah.
Brendan. I mean, all these people that we could just go down a list
Zach
of names.
Zach and Keegan. Hey, Keegan.
Yeah. All the judges. Yeah. Lots of people that put effort into
this. The gentleman
this.
Whose name eludes me that was so nice during the team event. Yeah. Anyone remember his name? I'm drawing a blank.
Is this after all the shots? You'll never
get
it.
Yeah, I will never remember. He was so much fun.
Oh, yes. It's worth mentioning that if anyone who wasn't there, there was an open bar available just outside the hall we were in.
Well, it was a cash bar.
Cash bar, but still. How much money did people borrow from each other here?
I'm not a drinker.
Jose
so
was so advanced on the second day that I had loaned John $20, and he came back up to me, apparently repaid me at some point. I don't even remember it, because later in the day I was like, hey, you got that $20? And he's like, I already gave it to you. And like magic, it was in my wallet. So I was like, oh boy, I'm going to start drinking water.
That was while you were napping in the corner. He just took your wallet out, put it in there, put it back.
Reverse pickpocketing. I'm going to mess with his brain later.
Yeah, there were quite a few participants partaking in the bar, so it was quite an interesting.
Yeah, it was. That's what these events are all about, though. Okay, but cool. We're going to go ahead, take a quick break here. We might have I don't know if we have a drop right now, so it might just be coming up back immediately.
Yeah.
Maybe a commercial.
We're going to talk about some new releases, Legion 101 stuff.
Oh, we got so much new stuff to talk about.
So much new stuff.
Okay, LVO section over. New stuff. Looking ahead. Be right back.
You're listening to the Legion Outriders podcast, a member of the Radio Free Tatooine Network. Now, back to the Outriders.
Welcome back, Outriders. It's still Matt, Jeff, and Daniel. How's it going?
Hey, you're first now.
Yeah, because I'm the one talking, so I can put myself first.
Nice.
I think for the first time ever. Yeah, but anyways, we've got new quote-unquote releases.
So much stuff.
We're not going to go very deep in here, but because they've literally been out for weeks, but we haven't really gotten a chance to talk on them, so we're just going to do some, hey, at a glance, what makes us happy about these?
Yeah. So I'll start first.
My favorite's the Star Wars part. And then we're going to talk about the leaks that got put up on Facebook as of, what, in the last 24 hours as of this podcast?
Like a day or two ago, yeah.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I think.
Oh, man, there's some spicy stuff in there.
Yeah.
But first, the expansion packs for all the troops and whatnot.
Yeah, so we have all the trooper expansions came out.
Yeah. Operatives. We got the terrain pieces. We got all the good stuff. We got so much stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So I haven't got my Luke yet. I haven't bought my operative Luke. I will say I haven't played Commander Luke at all, even though I've had him.
You're blowing it, Jeff.
I know.
You're damn blowing it.
You are the representative of Rebels in this community.
Yeah, you're not even doing it right.
I'm representing the Sabine. That's my, I don't know. I got nothing.
What's a bean?
So anyway, thanks, Matt.
Yeah.
The Trooper expansions, I'm looking at the Rebel and the Republic because those are the two armies I'm playing. I'm pretty excited for the Republic, the Shotgunner. So I think he's going to go on. At least two of him are going to go into my army.
Gets you, what, Pierce on that?
Yeah, that's the first clone weapon that has Pierce.
Range 2 sucks.
Yeah.
But Pierce is so good.
Yeah.
There is a Rex card that says increase range by 1.
So there's that.
Really? Yeah. Yes. Just for your shotgun guy? Aim your shotgun a little higher, and then it parabolic arc takes it on over there, smacks them in the head, and they die.
I mean, maybe he's using a slug. We don't know. We don't know the technology.
Deer slug shotgun, yeah.
So yeah, there's that card. Also, you know, you can use the clones are range 1 to 3, so you can use your regular weapon going in.
And then still a black dice.
Yeah, once you close that distance, then you throw one more dice and you have Pierce.
What about the rocket launcher? Are you going to be using that?
I don't think so, not unless I see more impact stuff. I'm planning on putting the tank in my list when it comes out.
The saber tank?
Yeah.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Like,
so that'll
be an
AAT
in mine.
Yeah, that'll be my impact weapon. So I don't think I need another rocket launcher. I think I need troopers to take care of the ground stuff.
Troopers.
Yeah. The clone
troopers
captain.
Gonna troop.
All the models look great. I'm looking forward to the hard plastic stuff. I think that's going to be awesome. These guys are still soft plastic.
Was the new Vader hard plastic or soft plastic?
Soft plastic.
It was soft plastic. But it's so much chunkier. It's a chunky boy.
Oh, yeah. No.
Daniel brought comparisons between new Vader, old Vader. I'm kind of curious how it lines up. We'll have to take a look when we get to the store with the Celebration Vader. I'm wondering how it stacks up.
Yeah. Again, we keep bringing up Anthony today. He has a Celebration Vader. We'll have to compare next time.
I've got one.
Meet up with him. You have one?
Yeah. It's been sitting in the case for forever. I just don't play Vader very much because I was waiting for Operative.
Oh, okay.
Now I can go play Vader. Well, except I'm going to be playing droids now. Well, I'll play some Empire. That's cool.
Yeah, and then the Rebels, I don't have their cards in front of me, but I know they have the DLT that's the range 1 to 4. I'll probably try that out.
They got their own now?
Yeah, yeah.
Stole it from the Empire, those bastards.
Yeah.
Yes, I know. The Empire Lord and Savior DLT. I'm going to call this the False God DLT.
Yeah. you don't love DLT like we love DLT. Mm-hmm. You couldn't possibly.
And then they have a shotgun, too. Or like that Impact.
It is our heritage.
I don't know the name of the guy that uses it.
The what now? The Athorian.
Yeah, model. The Athorian. He's got like an impact two red dice, I think one
white
dice.
Does he just blow people away with his loud gills or whatever?
Yeah. But all the models, too, for that one look amazing.
It's like Mr.
pretty exciting. Yeah. Matt's getting off on some weird
so many
tangents.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so I'm excited for this stuff. I only bought one of each. We'll see how it plays out.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably a good way to go. Yeah. Save your wallet or at least spread it out. Find out what you really like and what you need to double up on.
Exactly.
I am not saving my wallet. I am sorry to say.
You're just like, blah.
Dan's our Empire player.
Yes, I'm Empire player, of course, if it hasn't already been obviously stated. But yes, I did pick up Operative Vader. I haven't had a chance to run him because I literally got him yesterday. But just for comparison, I brought him into the studio here. He is at least a good percentage scaled up from the original core box.
I'd say a good at least 20 to 30%.
Yeah.
Because he has the high ground.
It's a much better sculpt.
Yes.
You can definitely side by side. This looks like the difference between like late 90s GW to maybe early 2000s now.
Or you could say Imperial Assault to Legion.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, then it kind of an order of magnitude there.
Yeah.
Although some of the
they're close
models weren't bad. But this is definitely...
Oh, yes, but there's
you can see a big difference.
His pose is very dynamic. His cape looks amazing. I can't wait to shoot his cape off.
It looks like the helmet from like Episode 3.
Yeah.
The more symmetrical one.
And there was a lot more detail in his chest box belt, just the texture on his suit underneath there. So they've... Bravo, FFG.
You can definitely pick out the button that you can press to have your mom come pick you up in the movie theater.
But there's been a great improvement in the modeling. And that's why I'm spending a ton of money, because the Stormtrooper expansion.
The Stormy Trooper.
Matt,
what?
His mom is dead.
Oh,
Vader's mom is dead.
He thought the button was disabled.
Okay.
It's actually his mom was dead. It's just beeping on her comm link just forever.
Yeah.
I imagine it's tied to like the Lars homestead, like the garage door opener just keeps opening and closing.
He doesn't have
it's doing it again. What the hell?
He doesn't have a dad to pick him up either. Poor Vader.
I mean, maybe he does. We don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe the Force will come pick him up.
Yeah.
But yesterday I posted on the main Facebook page just some pictures of the Stormtrooper expansions and. I just personally I love because of course with the original core box they were all very static in their posing options because each set of arms is only set for one model. These they just did a straight peg and hole for every arm and all the backpacks use the same phrasing. all the backpacks use the same connection point, so they're completely interchangeable.
Can I talk about his backpack? Is he like the Mad Max, like radio guy?
The RT-97C or whatever.
Oh, yeah,
he's got like a, let me see, 12,
that was
16
from...
speakers on his back? Yeah. Is that what it is?
No,
is
those have all got to be reloads for...
Yeah, that was from the Jedha Stormtroopers.
Yeah.
I'm calling them little speakers.
This is a fun fact. This is the weapon that Gina Carano's character was using.
Oh, okay, cool.
In The Mandalorian.
Nice.
So there you go.
Spoilers, Matt. I'm just kidding. I think we're good.
Shut up.
So yes, as I posted on Facebook, I picked up four, and I am very tempted to pick up more, and I hope my girlfriend isn't listening to this for how much money I've spent. I went back to the game store later and picked up two more, so I'm in for six sets right now, because I personally actually just want to start replacing my standard core box Stormtroopers with these
guys. So what I'm hearing is me and Jeff have blackmail now.
Fantastic. I need some more Rebel Troopers. Yeah. Yeah. They show up on my doorstep. That's good.
But as for the upgrades, this is the hardest part because, you know, our Lord and Savior DLT has been the mainstay of the Stormtroopers for quite some time. And I think the closest contender to the throne is the RT-97C.
It's only recently we found out what DLT stands for. Don't like tauntauns.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what they're there for.
Exactly. But yeah, trading that one red die for three white, losing impact. I mean, it's statistically, mathematically, the same net results. Higher ceiling helps more with if you get more rerolls and aim tokens. And that's, I mean, the captain can go alongside him to help with that. The T21, I don't think is really going to catch on.
They got critical on it?
Critical to on a unit that already surges to hits, so not. Yeah. Just adding four more white dice, you're just doubling the dice in a standard four-person squad.
Keep a regular DLT, I think.
And it's more the most expensive unit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's 27 points versus 26 for the RT-97 and 24 for the DLT.
Guess if you're worried about dodges.
Yeah, so that's why I'm like, I have a feeling that a future points upgrade will probably adjust these guys. The DLT, in my opinion, should probably go up one or two points, and these two guys should drop one or two points as well, just to make it a little more viable to change between them. But I think the sleeper hit in all of these is offensive push.
Yes.
Offensive push.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, we've seen it on Rex, how good it is on Rex. Every time you move, when you scout, when you move, just getting that aim token.
Clones, goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, just tap tactical one, get an aim token after you move is just crazy. On the Empire side of things, shore trooper, death troopers, regular stormtroopers with the captain.
It's cheap. It's only 4 points. Yeah, I mean, that's not much.
I think that's going to be like the new hotness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that why you bought six packs of these?
Well, I mean, side bonus, but
yeah.
And apparently, according to LJ, you could actually build Stormtrooper because it's not WYSIWYG. You can use these guys interspersed with or build your own squad out of them, which is why they come with a basic unit card as well.
I'm excited to swap some of my
Duplicate models. And they all of these trooper packs come with their two heavies, also come with additional set of arms for the standard rifle that's normally held in that squad. So that's one reason why I'm leaning. I'm like, I really love these models. I love the new options in them. And that's probably why expenses be damned.
So for the clone players too, I didn't mention this. Like you get a ton of the heads and the helmets.
Oh really?
So, yeah.
About to go pick up my droids.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be building those because me and Daniel are going to go get a 500-point game. And finally, I'm talking about this, but, you know, LVO. But I'm going to be building those guys up. I think it's just my Imperial heart beating within my Imperial chest here that says, hey, make those range 4 rifles. But that radiation gun.
Yeah.
The spicy hair dryer.
Yeah. All of my red dice defense.
I'm gonna play with both of those and see what I think.
Yeah. But, I think the radiation, the poison token, is it a poison token it gets out?
Yeah.
It's going to be big.
Yeah. It's pretty. Yeah. I got to one of my games was against Bossk, and I've used Bossk once or twice. I've never used his Dioxys grenade.
Yeah.
It messed me up.
Yeah.
Messed me up real good.
Yeah. You can't defend against it. I don't think you can heal that poison token off, can you?
Yes, you can. Yes,
with the medic droid.
A medic can either remove a wound token or remove a poison token.
We found out you cannot recover to remove those, which I didn't think we could, but we were just.
But how many people are running that many medics? Not a lot. They're expensive. So not a lot.
I used to run medics, and I actually got some of the Skullforge ones that need to be painted up.
Yeah.
I've just never found room for them in my list at this point.
Yeah, they are
Maybe
expensive.
I start playing Vader again or something.
Yeah. So at the end of your turn, you lose units depending on how many poison tokens you have. That's going to be brutal.
I wonder what the B1 medic's going to be like.
An astronaut, probably.
Yeah, right. Here you go, Dooku. You know,
blink if you miss it. Episode 1, there were, after the little battle with the Gungans, there were little guys going around collecting B1 parts or little smaller droids.
Oh, really?
Separatists.
I just throw them back in the assembly line.
Exactly.
So, speaking of separatists, what are you looking forward to? Because that's who you're playing now, right?
I think I just said the spacey.
Is that
the spacey?
So what else? What else comes in that set? You have a sniper. What about the sniper?
The range 1-4 rifle. Yeah, I'm going to be trying both of those guys out. What was the other options?
The B1. The security droid.
Yep.
Security droid. Yeah, I could. I could maybe see that. I'll play around with them and see what I like.
And then the.
It's all just kind of treading water till the AAT comes out at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the Ohm commander, which goes your. Token sharing range out to range 2.
Yeah, that's pretty
huge.
Nice, especially with that saber tank upgrade.
Oh, yes, we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Disperse!
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a second. Yeah. That's coming up later. So that's pretty much it for all the new trooper stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Let us know what you guys think. If you're getting some, now that it's been out in the wild for, a couple days or a couple of weeks, depending on who you are. And what's working for you?
Are you also buying six of them so you can have 12 core troopers?
No, I think I'm getting. I think I'm getting two Empire and like one of everything else.
Yeah, Dan's just crazy.
Except Rebels. So I'm getting some clones, getting some droids.
Yeah, I could see, with the exception of me being crazy and loving the new models and wanting to replace models, most people will probably only be getting two at most, probably.
All the new models do look great, though.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of cool poses.
Yeah, I'm very excited they're investing in the. The quality of the sculpts and the manufacturing and all that kind of stuff. And I'm so excited. I want to get some B2s in there too, AATs, Phase 2s. There's so much good stuff coming.
Yeah. So another thing they just released, keeping things rolling, we got the two Battlefit expansions. I bought both of them. So the Imperial Bunker.
Yeah, thank you for that. So I don't have to.
Yeah. It looks good. I really like it. It's a little bit
smaller than I thought.
Yeah, I think that's good, though.
About, 20% or so.
You don't want a lot of like huge terrain out there, and I know in the missions this goes right in the center of the board. So
everything's 20% today.
But yeah, the quality is really good. The details are good. About 1,000 pieces to put together, so a little bit of hobby experience is nice.
I like how you put a little splash of Leia blood on the side there.
Oh yeah, you know, no, that's my blood.
Oh wow, jeez.
It's getting intense in the building.
How? You're the one guy that survived. Nice, yeah, nice. Yeah.
But you don't really need this. It's just a nice thing to have.
I will enjoy your scenario cards. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we'll you have the MDF version of this.
I do. Yeah. So I have two bunkers now.
Yeah.
I'll put one on each side of the map.
There,
yeah.
That's fine.
No. One on each side of the map. We'll have a bunker battle.
Well, of course they do want you to buy two and put them back to back.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to do that. I already got
one. Oh, really?
Well, you missed that comment when they first announced it at,
Was it Gen Con?
I think it was Gen Con. Yes. Yeah. I forgot who was presenting at the time, but they did mention buy two, put them back to back. So
I mean, you could. That's a lot of money, though.
Yeah, the back half does come off, and there's two doors on the back there. So
the quality is really good. I like it. I'm not mad. The price was a little high, but,
So when are you going to start working some X-34s in your list, Jeff? That's what I really want.
I don't know. The land speeder?
Splimo's feeling really neglected as the representative rebel player.
The terrestrial slipper?
Yes. Good old times.
I don't know. I do want to. I got to paint that up. I got to finish putting it together. So I've got a lot of things that I need.
There's
to
a
do.
Really cool paint job they did for one at the Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah.
Should get some pictures. But any other on the terrain? I mean, you've got your R2, you got your 3PO.
Yeah, that was the biggest thing I was excited about. Mm-hmm. As the Rebel Republic player, getting R2 and C-3PO on
my
list.
I can't wait to flip a table to lose to a game to R2-D2. Oh,
yeah, that clumsy kick. Yeah. It's going to get you.
I will celebrate with 3PO if he kills somebody.
But yeah, now 35 points for an activation. I mean, we all thought sniper spam was crazy. Luckily, this is a unique character.
Right.
but yeah, I mean, that's really going to help clone lists, I think, more than it will help Rebel lists. Because clones really have a problem with
level starved. Yeah,
cannot wait to put R2 like right next to the saber tank and be like, yeah, shoot it. He's gonna repair it. It's okay. Because he can repair four wounds.
Can I just shoot R2 then?
I mean, you could could see him.
Yeah,
you're not gonna be able to see him though. He's gonna be behind the tank hiding.
But you can actually shoot.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, so I'll just hide him behind.
Heavy cover, I'm sure. Yeah. But okay. Anyways.
Yeah, the models look great for that. Yep. R2, C-3PO, they look amazing. The hard plastic is really easy to work with. Not the B1 players or people, because those are a nightmare to put together.
I felt so bad. There was another guy that posted up on Legion the other day. He's like, don't use plastic glue for these models.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, we know. Unless it's the hard plastic and it works great. Then use it for that.
But C-3PO went together really easy. Okay. R2, same thing, like super easy. They look great. There's a lot of detail. I'm excited to get them on the board.
As R2's head comes popping off there.
It's not glued down yet. I got to paint them. That's why it's
you want to put a little servo motor in there.
Yeah,
and,
you know.
Have Sabine do a paint job on it.
Yeah, man.
It's going to have all sorts of...
He'll have lights and...
Yeah, I was about to say, throw some LEDs in there because, you know, your LED objective pieces will look amazing.
I thought about it, but that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
That's a small barrel.
Yeah.
One thing I'm curious, coincidentally, we don't have any barricade as handy. I'm curious to actually see if, does R2 actually stand above the height of a barricade?
He should, because, I mean, most barricades would be half height, and so...
Matt is looking to see if we... haven't you? Oh,
just so happens
he has a thousand barricades.
Barricades right here.
It's gonna be close for sure.
Let's take a look.
Yeah.
Oh, just barely.
Oh yeah, he just
like his little pokey bit out the top of his head.
But if you're looking, if he puts his antenna up, it's gonna get shot.
If you're looking from any trooper standpoint, they'll be able to see him no problem, except for the kneeling guy.
That's why you need to put bases on your barricadas.
Yeah, yeah. Base the
barricadas. Speaking of barricadas, I hear shirts are available.
Shirts are available. That's right.
So yeah, those are the Battlefield expansions. You don't need them, but they are nice to have. I'm glad I got at least the escape pod. I'm glad I got that one for the new units.
I don't play either of the factions, but I have a feeling that Republic players will definitely want to pick one up.
Yeah.
Rebel players would be a great thing to pick up.
Yeah.
But myself as Imperial, and I'm sure the droid players, probably not that.
Droids players say, this is BS, it's a droid, and it's not on our team? What the hell?
Yeah. I'm sure you guys will get some stuff later.
Oh, yeah. We'll have way better than stupid R2 units.
Yeah. So we also had some other stuff drop this week, too.
Oh, boy, did we.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some nice spoilers that came out about the new tanks coming our way. Do we have a list of... Well, what's the first one we got there?
I'm going to let Daniel read these because I'm going to save my voice a little bit.
Yeah, so Luke Eddy dropped on the Discord some things that have already been leaked, but in higher quality, higher resolution pictures.
Yeah, that's very nice.
So we can actually read them.
The T-Series Tactical Droid Pilot.
So for the Trade Federation tank, you lose AI attack and you gain Field Commander, which is after a friendly, neutral command card is played, the tank can now be nominated as the commander. So...
it's depending, kind of cool.
Yeah.
I mean,
when you're doing your push assault, and
5 points, not too bad.
I am totally blanking right now. Ambush, push assault, and ambush.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Yeah.
You can, if depending on what flank or side your tank is on, that can definitely help with your droid chains.
That's a good point. That's a really good point.
So, adding to both tanks will be the armor piercing shells.
Oh yeah.
So yes, I'm sure with once the tanks hit, that vehicle presence will increase dramatically. So everyone prep your impact. Yeah. And of course I am
bringing... No, that's fine too.
Yeah. Don't do it.
Don't you do it.
But yes, the armor piercing shells, red, black, range 2 to 3 taps. Cycle at the end of your activation.
Cycle rule. I really like that.
So, do both tanks have the ordnance upgrade? Because I thought the
both tanks will have the ordnance upgrade. Okay.
I think the AAT has 2.
Yes, the AAT has 2. Yeah. I forgot how many the Saber tank have. But it has at least 1.
Okay.
It is fixed front, of course. Impact 3. So all those dice are going to impact.
So spicy.
So and cycle. I mean, it's in every other turn if you don't choose to refresh. But still,
it's pretty good.
Useful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I dig it.
Onto the saber tank side of things, they...
the lightsaber tank side of things.
Yeah. Aayla Secura was given in full resolution form, so we can finally read without going zoom enhance.
So do you think we're going to see her model, like, sitting on top of the tank?
I think so.
I hope so. That would be awesome.
Have we seen a picture or anything?
No.
Just the clone sitting up there.
Yeah, that's the only picture shown. But
drive closer so I can hit them with my lightsaber. Now we can get on all the 40K action with the tank commanders.
Exactly. And the Plo Koon was also shown in the spread, but it wasn't given a high resolution in this. So we're going to get two... Jedi commanders in
Interesting.
There.
Interesting.
And they said something about Plo Koon. They hinted towards what he could do. I can't remember, but it was something to do with units around you and tokens, I believe.
Cool.
Yeah, but Aayla Secura gives the Saber tank Inspire 2, which is really going to help against the suppression spreading current meta. And of course that field commander as well.
And she's what, 5 points?
Yeah, super
that's
cheap.
That's super cheap for that. My personal favorite commander upgrade, Mr. Locke Durd, George Takei himself, if you all seen that, yes.
He looks so pleased with himself sitting on top of that tank.
Sipping his tea.
Yeah.
I know you guys were writing John to watch Clone Wars, but Jeff, have you been up on Clone Wars or no?
I started watching him while I was painting. And I'm going to go back and watch it again. I got a lot of painting to do, so there'll be a lot of Clone Wars and painting.
This character is quite a delight to watch. So especially, I really hope they have a model for this guy, especially in the pose that's in the art, because that is just
he's just kind of like rubbing his fingers together, like the plotting.
Yeah, it's
like,
just this fat, arrogant Nemodian is just hilarious. But anyway, He makes the tank lose AI attack, because, of course, you know, he's not a droid.
Right.
And he has a free action to tap. Until the end of your activation, all weapons on the tank gain suppressive.
That's huge.
Oof, nine points, and yeah, it's that's pretty cool, though.
Yes, considering the I forgot the name of the keyword, the one that lets you shoot twice if you didn't use arsenal.
Right, right.
Yeah.
That's really going to be great that you can just spread that around to multiple units.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Back to the saber tank, the veteran clone pilot.
The real champion.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, this thing.
Hey, you got Jedi in your tank? Nice.
Yeah.
Guess what? We've got a clone.
Yeah. Who is this veteran clone pilot? Do we know his name?
He's a veteran.
He's amazing. Yes. All right, go ahead.
Where is it? It's tap, of course, to activate. When you or a friendly clone trooper range one and a line of sight attacks or defends, you can spend each other's aim, dodge, and surge. And it auto resets at the end of turn. So basically turns the tank into a fellow clone.
Yep.
With the exception of standbys.
Really nice, yeah.
Yeah, if you could just pull standbys for that thing.
That would be ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's good that they don't have that. But no, the tank
there's gonna be a clone for dodging and aims and all that.
And the tank can dodge crits. That's the biggest thing, is it has that keyword that lets it dodge crits. I think it's one of the few vehicles that can do that.
Yeah.
Outside of
a command card.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, because the Empire has the command card.
Yeah, the evasive maneuvers.
Yeah. I think that's the name of the ability.
And
Is it?
On the tank, yeah.
Oh, okay,
I think
cool.
So. It makes sense.
Nice.
Cool. And everyone's favorite meme weapon, and yes, I did post earlier today, I'm a firing my laser beam cannon turret.
That's right, you put that
up. Yeah, so
you get credit.
Two red dice, beam two. So after performing an attack, you can perform up to two extra attacks. Each attack must be against an enemy that is in line of sight, has not already defended, and is in range one of the previous defender. Yep. So just those droids that want to be in range one to chain, shore trooper mortars that want to be in range one to chain activations.
Oh, yeah.
Clones that want to be in range one.
Any kind of murder ball formation, just get thou wrecked.
And so, you can start at range four and then zap out to range six.
30 points.
Yeah. Oh.
I mean, you're paying for it, but still.
But still, that's
a lot of suppression.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, just.
And range four. Wow.
Wow. Yeah. To range six because you can chain off.
Mm.
But you can't fire support. That's something people have been asking. You can't use fire support if you're using the bean weapon.
Oh, okay.
Because it says only this weapon.
Gotcha.
But it's still really good.
Oh, yeah.
And everything else posted was the high-resolution versions of Cassian, Iden, Cassian's DLT rifle, and Iden's A280 rifle, which we had already seen just in fuzzy text form.
So I'll admit, there's so much stuff coming out and like so many articles, I completely forgot about Cassian and Iden and Dio.
They're coming, baby.
Yeah.
I mean, we were probably still a couple months away from it. But
so, I was really excited to see the high-res stuff. And it just got me amped up again.
Yeah.
Yep, and for us original faction players, this will be some of the first forays into the hard plastic. So,
We got some clarifications on some of the rules that were a little bit unknown. So we still don't know arsenal. But it seems pretty clear, like it's going to have the variable config for those weapons. So I think if you can just pick whichever one you want at the beginning of the game, if you paid for one of them.
Well, we should find out.
Loadout, thank you. Yeah. Sorry, not arsenal. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think, like you said, you're going to have your weapon selection.
But
and then,
marksmanship.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Being able to spend aim tokens to improve a die result.
Yeah. So all those misses, go ahead and bump them up to a hit.
All
those hits, bump them up to a crit.
Yeah.
So I think we've had verification. That's how that works.
Yeah. Yeah,
you improve is just going from like one step up, basically. Yep.
Oh, wow.
Which is huge. Yeah, no, LJ, like somebody asked specifically.
Wow,
and
since
spelled it out,
Cassian has tactical.
My mind exploded.
Yeah, Cassian has tactical baked into him.
Yeah.
So he is definitely going to be taking great advantage of that.
They both look really good. That should be fun.
I just hope Iden, doesn't have some card that says turn two, now you're a rebel.
Wow. Still bitter about that, huh?
Oh,
finally, from the Empire's point of view.
I mean, that would be hilarious if they did like a card upgrade pack and it was like her card upgrade pack. And it's like, oh, now you just buy this model and you're a rebel now. Cassian will never be a
rebel jumpsuit or whatever you run around in.
Yeah.
But is that all the new stuff got leaked?
That's everything that was posted on Discord.
Yeah, I think that was everything.
We got so much stuff to go and play with now and get games in with them. It's yay, because it was kind of a drought over the holidays.
Yeah, yeah, we had delays. We had you know, Christmas lulls and, yeah.
And not lulls.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, not lulls.
I think it's already been covered, but it's worth mentioning that three new cards from the Vital Assets Pack were shown off at LVO.
Yeah.
Anyone have any thoughts on those? Or?
I mean, I'm excited.
I like Star Wars.
Yeah.
I like Star Wars. Well,
I'm excited for the pack in general. So, you know, whatever they spoil, that's fine.
I mean, the bombing objective does seem very interesting. It's going to definitely help anything that can get over to the opponent's side fast.
Yeah. They had the other one, War Weary, which is right out of the skirmish.
The 500 point.
So
yeah.
They just upped that. Kind of how they downgraded other stuff for skirmish.
Yeah.
Just pulled it right out, upgraded it. There you go.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's nice to play those similar scenarios. But yeah, I'm excited for the Vital Assets pack. More models, more objectives, more scenarios. Heck yeah.
Cool. Well, I think that's probably going to wrap up our show for this week, Outriders. Daniel, thanks. Oh, wait. What?
Yeah, I do want a quick, you have the Legion 101 articles. We didn't talk about that.
No.
Just a real quick,
okay.
if you're just getting into Legion, it's some great like basics on how to set up your army, how to set up the battlefield, because the rule book can be, you know, intimidating, and the learn to play
Take
can be intimidating.
Take your time to do that. And hey, guys, welcome to Legion.
Yeah, yeah. More players, the better. It's a growing community.
Sure.
It's a great community. I'd like to see it stay that way.
Yeah.
So, you know, stay competitive, stay friendly.
Yes.
We're all here to play the same game and have fun.
Well, maybe you are.
Yeah.
Maybe I am.
Well, I'm here to win too, but
yeah. Oh, is that, can you do that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But anything else? You good?
No. All that right. was it.
Cool. Right. Catch us on the Facebook page if you're not there yet. Daniel, any way for people to reach out and touch you?
I do float around
touch
the
touch me.
Oh my God. This is what the people really want.
Yeah.
I do float around the main Facebook page and the Discord. I lurk, but I do love to post a good meme.
Yeah,
every now and
then. Jeff, you will find on every rules thread ever.
Yeah, just trying to keep people on the right track.
Right after LJ,
and always an adherent, a strict adherent to the show your work.
Try to, yeah.
Path of thought,
and if anyone asks to show painted non-models, Jeff is usually on
there
as well.
There's the guy in the forefront.
All my movement tools.
Leading the charge.
Yeah.
You guys on Twitter or the gram or anything?
I'm not.
Working on Instagram. I'll try to get one up because I know I'm getting more stuff painted.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. You really should.
Yeah.
But I'm on Twitter, Jaren_Archer or Captain Archer. Yeah. And same again for Twitch there. Do some streaming.
Yep.
Otherwise, we'll catch you guys in a couple of weeks.
Yep. 2 weeks, I think, right?
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Take it easy, Outriders.
You've been listening to the Legion Outriders podcast, a member of the Radio Free Tatooine Network.
Only now, at the end, do you understand?
For more from the Outriders, make sure you like us on Twitter at Legion Outriders, subscribe to our Facebook page at facebook.com/Legion Outriders, and make sure you like and subscribe to the podcast. Thanks for listening.
You're all clear, kid. Now let's blow this thing and go home.